somebody that bar?
Rishikesh.
Oh, he has changed his face. Very nice. Sit down. Today, we have got two functions. One function is initiation of a brahmachari, and another function is marriage ceremony of our one disciple, Satsvarupa Brahmachari and Jadurani Brahmachari. Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is a verse which says, Grihe ba bonete thako, hagauranga bole dako. The purpose is that either you remain in household life or you remain as mendicant in the forest. In either case, you just become a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. So, although we have four divisions of the social order, namely the brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. Brahmachari means student, strictly observing life of celibacy, following the rules and regulations enunciated by the spiritual master, under strict discipline, that is called brahmachari. And next is that if a brahmachari wants to get himself married, that is allowed. So, when a brahmachari is married, he is called grihastha or householder. But because a brahmachari is trained from the very beginning of his life, renunciation of material enjoyment, he cannot be absorbed like ordinary man in family life. The ordinary man, they cannot give up the family life or association of woman even up to the end of life. But according to Vedic system, association of woman is allowed only for a certain period during the youthful days only, just to beget nice children. Because from the age of 25 years old up to 50 years, one can we get nice children. The grihastha life, householder life, is meant for begetting nice children. If there are Krishna conscious children in the society, there will be no disturbance. According to Vedic system, the population is divided into two divisions. Illegitimate sons are called varnasanga. And the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that when the population becomes varna sankha, the whole social situation becomes hellish. Actually, that is the fact. So, one should be very careful to beget nice children so that society, social order, political order will be calm, quiet, peaceful. That is the idea of grihastha life. And many devotees, there are 12 selected personalities who are considered to be the authority of this Krishna consciousness movement. Out of 12 authorities, 7 authorities were all grihasthas, household. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Gadadha, and Sivas, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, they are all householders. So, it is not that simply sannyasi or brahmachari can realize Krishna consciousness and not the householders. No. So, in our association, we welcome this sort of marriage between trained brahmachari and brahmacharinis, so that we can welcome nice children for future Krishna conscious generation. That is our viewpoint. So, and initiation means to begin spiritual life. According to Vedic culture, there are 2 births. One birth is from the grihastha parents, father and mother, and the other birth is between the spiritual master and Vedas. The Vedic knowledge is considered mother, and the spiritual master is considered the father. And by the help of the spiritual master, when one gets into transcendental knowledge, that is called second birth. So, janmana jayate śūdra. Everyone is born śūdra. Śūdra means without any culture. They are called śūdras. According to Vedic scripture, there are 4 classes of men. Brahmins, kshatriyas, vaishyas and śūdras. Out of these 4 classes of social order, the Brahmins, kshatriyas and vaishyas are considered higher caste. Brahmins means the most intelligent class of men in the society. And kshatriya means the administrative class of men. And vaishyas means the mercantile class of men. And śūdra means the laborer class of men. That division is everywhere, not only in India. These 4 classes of men are present in every country, every society. It may be in different names only, but the 4 divisions are already there everywhere. It cannot be without it. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Chatudvarnam Maya Sishtam. These 4 classes of divisions are there according to different qualities, and Krishna says, or God says, that is my creation. So there cannot be any exception of his creation. Just like God's creation is sun. In every country there is sun. Not that a sun can be seen in India. In every country there is moon. Similarly, this caste system is present in every country, in every society. But it may be called in different names. So the Shudras means the lowest class of men who have no culture. But the higher classes, the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, they are considered highly cultured. And how they are called highly cultured? Because they are twice born. First birth, janmana jayate shudra sanskarat bhavet dija. Sanskara, the by following this ritualistic ceremony of initiation or marriage, they are called dija, twice born. Sanskarat bhavet dija, vidu pathat bhavet vipra. This initiation means this boy is being accepted as initiated in order to give him Vedic instruction so that he may live as a student, as a brahmachari within the society and get complete instruction of Vedic knowledge. And when he is competent, he is called Vipra. Vidupadat bhavit vipra, brahma janati iti brahmana. And when he realizes the Supreme Self, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he will be called Brahman, Brahmin. At that time, we offer a third ceremony. So, these processes are there, we are observing, and our Krishna consciousness movement is gradually making progress with these principles. We have got already 11 branches, and one of our principal students is Sriman Hayagrupa Brahmachari and Kirtanananda Swami. They are attempting to open a new social community project in West Virginia, New Vrindavan. So, Krishna Consciousness Movement is taking ground gradually, and we hope in future these Grihasthas, these householders, Vanaprasthas, Sannyasis, they will implement this Vedic culture gradually, and people will be more and more happy. Thank you very much. So, one thing I forgot to the third ceremony for Ayurveda is present. Is there any? I think in my bag there is a thread. So Ayurveda can also. Oh yeah, you have that mantra.
Yes. Go,
so. And one thread, bring. From here, again come to this sign. In this way, at least 16 rounds, you chant. And your spiritual name is already Hrishikesh, that's all right. And further instruction can you have from Sananda Swami and your God brother. Just chant Hare
Krishna.
Vishnu.
Vishnu.
Padaya.
Padaya.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Krishna. Bhakti,
Srimate,
Bhakti,
Bhakti,
Siddhanta,
Siddhanta,
Saraswati,
Saraswati,
Iti,
Iti,
Namine,
Namine,
Sri,
Sri,
Bharsha,
Bharsha,
Manavi,
Manavi,
Devi,
Devi,
Dai,
Dai,
Daya,
Daya,
Kripa,
Kripa,
Dai,
Dai,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Sambandha,
Sambandha,
Vijnana,
Vijnana,
Daini,
Daini,
Prabhavi,
Prabhavi,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Madhujya,
Madhujya,
Ujjala,
Ujjala,
Primadya,
Primadya,
Sri,
Sri,
Rupanuga,
Rupanuga,
Bhaktida,
Bhaktida,
Sri,
Sri,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Karuna,
Karuna,
Shakti,
Shakti,
Vigra,
Vigra,
Aya,
Aya,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Sute,
Sute,
Namaste,
Namaste,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Vani,
Vani,
Sri,
Sri,
Murtaye,
Murtaye,
Dina,
Dina,
Tarini,
Tarini,
Rupa,
Rupa,
Anuga,
Anuga,
Vridhya,
Vridhya,
Apaha,
Apaha,
Siddhyanta,
Siddhyanta,
Danta,
Danta,
Tarini,
Tarini,
Saha,
Saha,
Vairagya, Murtaye, Vipra, Jambha, Rasha, Bodhi, Padam, Bhujaya, Ti, Namaha, Saha,
Nanda,
Nanda, Namini,
Namini,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Shakti,
Shakti,
Saru,
Saru,
Paya,
Paya,
Rupa,
Rupa,
Nuga,
Nuga,
Para,
Para,
Rati,
Rati,
Saha,
Sajjana, Sajjana,
Priya,
Priya,
Vaishnava,
Vaishnava,
Arva,
Arva,
Oma,
Oma,
Sri,
Sri,
Jaga,
Jaga,
Nathaya,
Nathaya,
Ti,
Ti,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Shaha,
Vashyam,
Kripa,
Sindhu,
Mayi,
Vacha,
Pati,
Tanam,
Pava,
Nibhya,
Vaishna,
Vibhya,
Namo,